This is a Civitas Capital Update. Governor Beverly Perdue vetoed four more bills. One would have made changes at the Employment Security Commission and put it under the direction of the Secretary of Commerce. The governor rejected a bill which dealt with changes to requirements for Medicaid and health choice providers. Perdue didn't like shifting some decisions from the Department of Health and Human Services to the Office of Administrative Hearings. Next with the red ink came the Regulatory Reform Act. It would have taken some heat from agency rules off the backs of businesses. She said that shifted too many decisions to administrative judges. Then came the Energy Jobs Act. It would have moved the state toward exploration for oil and natural gas. The governor then issued two energy executive orders to establish an offshore wind task force and set up a scientific advisory panel on energy. Governor Perdue didn't sign the Annexation Reform Act, so it will become law anyway. The same thing with the bill that would give tax credits for parents to transfer their disabled children to private schools. Perdue did okay a special Choose Life license tag. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.